Hello, I'm Mike Horace with the WCMU Morning News Roundup for Monday, June 29th. Michigan voters will decide in November whether to amend the state constitution to include electronic privacy protections. We have more from Rick Pluta.
The Bill of Rights, Fourth Amendment, and the Michigan Constitution include protections against unreasonable searches and government officials seizing property without a warrant. State Senator Bill Runstead says it should be made clear that right also covers electronic communications and information stored on computers and in databases.
Placing these words in our state constitution ensures that our Fourth Amendment rights are protected.
The resolution to adopt the amendment was approved by unanimous votes in the House and the Senate, but it must now be approved by voters to become the 35th Amendment to the 1963 state constitution. I'm Rick Pluta.
Since the coronavirus pandemic began, many people have been working to reduce the spread of the virus, and businesses are stepping up with what they hope will help. A Traverse City business says it's seeing strong demand for a new product it's created, a copper-coated door handle. Copper has antiviral and antibacterial properties. Michael DeBrien is the president of Great Lakes Stainless. He says the idea was hatched in March.
We do fabricate with copper. We do, decorative things, countertops, wall panels, all sorts of stuff. Occasionally out of copper, so we had some extra laying around from a job we did. So we went ahead and put it on all our door handles here. Pretty quickly we realized it was a measure that some other people might want to take.
DeBrien says copper covers are less expensive than a full copper door handle. He says the copper coating should be kept clean, but buildup can reduce its effectiveness. A new study looks at the first countries that were hit by the coronavirus, namely China, Singapore, Japan, South Korea, and Taiwan. Central Michigan University professor James A. Johnson is partnering with Asian colleagues to explore the early steps taken by Eastern countries to contain the pandemic.
So if we had been watching China, in this case, back in November, we would have some early warning signs that this could go beyond epidemic to pandemic.
Johnson is one of five professors invited by the American Journal of Infection Control to write an article that will appear in the July edition. He says vigorous and widespread testing is key to containing the virus from spreading further. A majority of public universities in Michigan have announced plans to bring students and faculty back to campus beginning this fall, but officials say that's contingent on the status of the coronavirus. Tess DeGaynor explains.
While summer events are being canceled due to COVID-19, public universities hope that it will be, more or less, business as usual in the fall. University leaders are monitoring the virus as plans develop. Jason Taylor is a professor at Central Michigan University.
Our default plan is to meet face-to-face, and I think everybody understands these things can change.
Taylor says in terms of planning, it would be more difficult to plan for online only and then find students can return, rather than planning for them to return and then go online if the virus spreads. Tess DeGaynor, WCMU News.
Because of last month's flooding in Midland and the looming effects of the coronavirus, 211 of Northeast Michigan has been seeing a spike in calls from people seeking help for housing and utilities. One housing organization in 211's directory is Midland's Open Door. Executive Director Renee Pettinger says the Open Door triples as a crisis center, soup kitchen, and clothing ministry, while also offering case management and mental health counseling.
Most of our referrals come from currently friend or family members, but also then 211 is a referral for someone who is homeless. We're thankful that they point people to us. So Open Door has both a shelter for men and a shelter for women and children. And then we also have an outreach team where if someone is unstably housed, we can also assist them as well.
211 is an organization that connects people to other organizations and resources to help with needs such as food, shelter, substance abuse, and more. Utility and housing help make up about 30% of calls seen in the Midland area. And that is the WCMU Morning News Roundup for Monday, June 29th, 2020. I'm Mike Horace. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk again tomorrow.